USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow seeing red as a new COVID variant triggered a Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow plunging over 1,000 points earlier in the session for its worst dip of 2021. At the closing bell, the Dow falling 905 points to end the week at 34,899, the S&P losing 106 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 353 points as well. Markets are closing early due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The World Health Organization meeting with scientists to discuss that new South African COVID-19 strain. In the wake of the Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade attack, the Biden administration reaffirming their support to end cash bail, saying whether you get bail should be based on the threat you pose, not how much money you have in your bank account. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
It's Black Friday, which is the annual start of the holiday shopping season. This shopper telling Fox News he usually stays home, but he decided to venture out today.
I like doing my shopping more online. I'm just out, you know, just to be out. But I know the issue with the supply chain is a big issue. I know we have a lot of demand and the supply is there, but it's just like the shipping that's going to take some time because there's not that many truckers that can go out and ship to everybody.
The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. A mine explosion is rocking parts of Russia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including six rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House had to stop implementing a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for businesses with 100 or more workers due to a court ruling earlier this month. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck tells Fox Business mandates like this are counterproductive.
When the government tells people they have to do something, there is immediately a paranoia that exists with a large part of the population. And this isn't Republicans or conservatives. This is across the board.
As of November 23rd, the CDC reporting that 59% of Americans are fully vaccinated. There's a recall involving frozen cauliflower. The FDA saying Listeria turned up in tests from the TD Farm Select brand that was imported from China by the company called Flagship Food Group in Idaho. The FDA's website has published label codes on packages for people to see if they have the cauliflower that's being recalled. A Kentucky lawmaker is looking to crack down on porch pirates. Democratic State Senator David Yates has pre-filed a bill that would include private carrier packages under the Theft of Mail Matter law. Currently, only mail delivered by the United States Postal Service is under this law. If passed, porch pirates could face years of jail time for any theft. Please remember to like us on Facebook and check us out for more news at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.